There are 7% more hogs and pigs on U.S. farms than there were a year ago, and prices are lower. So producers are scaling back on farrowing intentions, according to USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum.
The number of hogs and pigs in U.S. operations on March 1st was just over 65.9 million head, which was about 7% above a year ago. Producers indicated that they were holding just under 6 million breeding animals, which was about 2% above a year earlier. In December, February, producers farrowed just over 2.8 million head, which was about 2% above a year ago. But we did see about a 7% increase in the litter rate, up to about 10.17 pigs per litter. Producers also indicated intentions to farrow 2% more sows in March, May, but actually reduced the number of farrowings by 2% in June, August of 2015. Despite the fact that we're looking at relatively cheap feed prices, producers are looking at that sharp decline in hog prices and scaling back their production plans moving forward.
Shagum says overall hog prices are expected to be about $20 per hundredweight lower this year than last year.
Current prices, if you're looking at our benchmark national lean base price, we're looking at a price on a live equivalent of about $46 a hundredweight. We are for the year looking at prices to be about $53 to $57 for 2015 compared to almost $76 a hundredweight last year on average, which was a record. So we were looking at these rather sharp declines in prices, and we would expect to see, obviously, seasonal pressure to be strongest in the winter months as production tends to increase, putting more slaughter animals out into the slaughterhouses during the last quarter of 2015.
Purdue livestock economist Chris Hurt forecasts the average price to be a bit lower in 2015.
Second quarter, 54. Third quarter, 55. Last quarter of the year, 50. Averaging the year around $52.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.